Well, you know, because we're not there and because there's a complete media blackout and federal bans in place when it comes to documenting the death and destruction wrought by Hurricane Helene, especially in western North Carolina, it's hard for us to fully comprehend the scale and the severity of this storm. Hundreds of people are officially dead. Hundreds, if not thousands more, are still listed as missing and are now being presumed dead. Entire communities have been completely washed away. Entire families have been wiped out. People are living on their rooftops, waiting for people to come and save them. Rivers have been rerouted. Forests have been completely destroyed. Mountains have slid back into the earth. It's hideous. And while we're starting to hear some news out of Asheville, the biggest city in the area where the feds are working with local Democrats to give the illusion that they're actually on the ground saving the day, they're not. We've heard next to nothing about the people out in rural areas. The people that are already pretty isolated to begin with and that now have been completely cut off from civilization. The roads are gone, they have no power, they have no phone service, they have no internet, they have no supply lines. Just overnight, they went back in time 100 years with an unimaginable amount of death and destruction mixed in. And now these people have literally been left to fend for themselves. And while in most cases, survivors of this storm have no way of contacting the outside world, at this point, there are a select few residents of Western North Carolina, mostly military veterans and prepper types, who have managed to set up a small but vitally important system of post-apocalyptic infrastructure, and in some cases, they've been able to communicate with the rest of the world thanks to their generators and their Skylink internet. And now we're able to get a few updates, which just confirm for us how bad this is. As Bill Stebbins explained in an S post, well, information was coming straight from him to the on-the-ground contacts, quote, this entire area is a war zone. Even if not directly destroyed by floodwaters, there are men, women, and children starving without water, without sanitation, no fuel. People can't get into any distro points because they have no fuel. People are walking on foot and dragging wagons. The majority of federal and state assets are being diverted to the incorporated areas of Asheville, Black Mountain, etc., and without deliberate effort, yet in the rural area, unincorporated areas. People are suffering, and communities are rapidly moving to isolation and self-defense and policing. There are bodies floating down the river. There are bodies stuck in the tops of trees. Linemen entering destroyed areas are finding dozens of children as young as three walking through mud near naked, crying for parents. Some with ropes still tied on their arms attached to broken lumber where clearly their dead parents had last ditch tied them to something. Entire communities are just gone. Gone. Nothing to repair, and in some of the areas, just no one to even help anymore. Just bodies with a stench increasing by the day. The death count will be in the thousands. Desperation is increasing. And most vets are lying on their roofs with rifles. Local rural gas stations, markets, etc., have clear militias forming with men in hodgepodge gear, rifles patrolling. We're now self-policing. The full situation continues seemingly to paint a justification for soon future massive control and lockdowns, if not martial law, frankly. Was talking to a lineman yesterday about how he's finding heads and limbs every time debris is removed. Unquote. In a subsequent quote, Bill revealed more information to his friends on the ground and the situation that they have been left to deal with, conveying messages from his friends that read, quote, power is intermittent, main solar system has fully failed, our secondary portable units and my gas generator are keeping up with critical things as best able. We're still able to refrigerate, freeze, and heat, and have clean water and cold showers. Plenty sufficient days of supply of food for both of us, livestock, even if zero resupply on horizon, we will be okay. But yes, our stocks will be fully dipped into in about 1 to 2 weeks estimate. Plenty sufficient days of supply of fuel, especially unleaded and diesel. Propane is still fine, but I do not have an ability to refill from the main storage tank. I thought I had the right gear, but I don't. I had ordered the right stuff before the hurricane. I am showing USPS is sitting in Kentucky somewhere right now, end quote. I mean, this is post-apocalyptic. This is why it's so important to be prepared for a crisis to strike at any minute, like Bill's friends obviously were. So they thought they're better off than 99.9% of the rest of these people, these innocent victims that are now suffering or dead. Many of these people who were not prepared are dead. Or they're suffering. They're living through an absolute worst crisis scenario in which they have to watch their children go hungry and die. And their government, the occupied government of the United States of America, is allowing, actually, is making all of this happen. This is a dire situation. There is really just no exaggerating how dangerous and just how deadly and hideous this situation is. These people have been cut off from the entire world, and they have been abandoned by their own country. They have lost everything. In some cases, they have lost their kids. They have lost their entire family. They have lost their entire community. Bill Stubbins has been one of the only people out there able to keep the lines of communication open with people on the ground in rural areas that have become completely isolated. So for more on this, he joins us now. Bill, this is a situation, I mean, that you would think that you would only see in some sort of a helly weird production movie.
I think that's true, and maybe it's not true. Again, in that, my buddy, he's a prepper. And this is something that he's done, and he's had some foresight. He put many things into place. As you rightly said, so many folks haven't done this. So many folks do not prepare. Again, I was in the military for 23 years, active duty, been to Iraq twice. My buddy has been deployed so many times. When he reached out to me, he's not prone to exaggeration. I know a lot of folks on X wonder, and they'll doubt, and they'll say, well, if there's no photo, there's no proof. I can't satiate folks like that. And I understand right now wanting to be very cautious with what you believe. And so all I can do is throw out there what my buddy shared with me. I knew he was in the danger zone. I reached out to him. It was some time before he got back with me. And after that initial report, I still haven't heard from him now. And so I'm waiting for him to come back up for air. I know he's conserving fuel. I was hoping to get an update to see where he's at now, but it's been over probably 36 hours, I believe, since I last heard from him. I hope he's doing well. But this is an individual who very much has this planning mentality, this prepping mentality, and was prepared for something like this. Some things really took him by surprise from his communique here, that the solar system got knocked out. I imagine that's from debris, from the winds, but he has backup fuel. How many folks have redundant layers of fuel? Not many.
Who could have properly prepared for a hurricane to be inland and strong for that long?
Well, that's the thing. I
mean, how could that even happen? How, we've never seen before where a hurricane that comes off of the Gulf of Mexico stays intact like that all the way through the mountains.
Exactly. And how much time do you have to prepare for something? It's too late then. You know, a lot of folks think, well, I'm not in the mountains. I'm not near the ocean. I don't have to prepare for these things. That's not true. We have blizzards, earthquakes. There's so many things that could happen. Bottom line is you need to be prepared to weather a couple weeks with no infrastructure, a couple weeks with no utilities, a couple months perhaps. And it's a sliding scale as to how far you prep for that kind of a thing. Not even going to talk about security, because I was an operational planner in the military. I was a CAV guy, so tanks, an armor officer. And I was involved with just incidentally, when a massive tornado hit Greensburg, Kansas, and this is in 2007, leveled the whole town. So I saw that wreckage, but that was a short damage, you know, very small damage zone. I also was in training at Fort Leavenworth when Hurricane Katrina hit, and folks who were in a planning school that I was part of were sent to Katrina to assist with recovery efforts there with General Honoré. You may remember him or not. He was the Raging Cajun. General Honoré was from that area. But they were trying to figure out how best to plug in federal assets and work with state. But when disaster hits, there are just degrees of pandemonium. And one of the things that's very difficult then is your own security and being able to secure yourselves. You heard my buddy talk about self-policing. Well, a lot of folks online, and I understand why they say this, where's the National Guard? Where's the military? Well, you also have to be careful what you ask for, and you have to take an appetite suppressant as to what they can actually do. As a planner, military is not a magical wand for a host of reasons that I could go into. But be careful what you ask for, because as with Iraq and trying to establish security there, so too here, when you have looters and folks who are desperate, then what the military tries to do is establish security. What do you think are some of the very basic ways that you establish security? You have this tension between the Second Amendment and allowing people to police themselves, or as we saw in Katrina, there were reports of civilians having their weapons being confiscated, which is the last thing that you want to have happen if you're protecting your family in a situation like that that my buddy is living through right now.
You know, if you bring home all the military assets that are currently guarding the coasts and the borders of other countries, we would have plenty of personnel here to be able to help, wouldn't we? Of dollars going to Ukraine, billions of dollars going to Israel, hundreds of millions going to Taiwan. There's a whole list of billions and billions and billions of dollars that have been sent out this year to other countries, $750 for each one of these families. What's that going to do? There's literally nobody there, and nobody can prepare for, because a lot of these people trust their government. A lot of people trust their police departments, the sheriff's offices, the firefighters, the first responders, their military. They're just not there.
And they've been conditioned. So much of the nation has been conditioned to trust the government, conditioned to think that the government's going to take care of them.
The government did this. They're openly letting people die intentionally, on purpose. They're leaving these people for dead.
And I can't speak as to that. You know, there's a lot of, you know, when I look at this, I try to, as a planner, lay out all of the permutations of what's going on. Because having lived and planned during the surge, I worked for the rankingest general in Iraq during the surge, Lieutenant General Odierno. I know that things are much harder when you have to plan for them than an observer on the outside sees. So I understand that. And so I'm inclined to cut a lot of slack for the situation on the ground in North Carolina and surrounding areas. However, that said, what I do is I lay out all the permutations of what could be going on. Number one, is it incompetence? Number two, is it intentionality? Number three, and I have to lay this out there, are they doing a good job, the authorities at all levels, given the terrain, given the timeline, given the unprecedented catastrophe? I have to lay that out there. Now, I may discount that very quickly, but I have to lay everything out there. And then I ask myself, what evidence would I have to see? What data would I have to determine why this is occurring the way it's playing out? And I have to be prepared for combinations of it. Gross amounts of incompetence at certain levels, that's a possibility. Coupled with intentionality, that could be possible. But sitting here outside of the danger area and looking in from outside and social media, I have to be real careful when I pull those data points out. This buddy of mine that's living it, I know him personally. So when he tells me things, I take it to the bank.
Well, I got to go with intentionality. I mean, the government wants to kill you. This is why they mandated that bioweapon injection for all of the military folks that you served alongside of and that have served since you. These people are sick. And, you know, when you look at proficiency and competency, what about the 40 privately owned helicopters that were in there? I mean, we had a guy on here by the name of Howard, last name Howard. We played his video, his cries for help, make this go viral. 40 private helicopters, one Blackhawk. These people are privately, they're donating their helicopters, they're paying for all the fuel, they're going in there. He explained saving an 11-day-old child and an elderly lady that if they would have waited for the government, they'd be dead.
Yep.
The death and destruction that is being, if the assets of the federal government were properly deployed, these people would be being saved. But they're not being properly deployed, and that's because the military buddies of John Howard were telling him, well, we don't have our Title 10 orders yet. Well, what in the fuck is taking so long?
And it's inexcusable at this point because it's been so many years since Katrina, which was the initiating event to really get these laid out, to get all of this greased so that if this happens again, we know how to move very quickly.
How do you think people should prepare for something like this? That's what I want to get to, because this is inevitably going to happen again. Whether you're somebody who takes a look at this and sees obviously weather manipulation and geoengineering is happening here, that there are so many anomalies to this particular storm. There's three more, by the way, headed this direction. So what do you recommend that people do, knowing that the government's not going to be there to help them?
The first thing you have to do is mindset. You have to realize no one is coming to save you. And this just has to be in the DNA of America to begin with. This is our nation. We don't ask permission for certain things, and we don't look for a big nanny state to save us. No, no one's coming to help you. Okay, so get over that, and that's part of your mindset. Number two, you have to know your neighborhood. You have to know your neighbors. Get to know the folks you live with, because within the group that you live within, so many capabilities, so many resources and skills that people have. But if you don't know them, well, okay, have fun trying to figure it out when you're in the midst of a cataclysm. And then number two, you don't have to lose your mind about it when it comes to prepping. If you want to, you know, that's your prerogative. You don't have to lose your mind, but be logical with it. Have days of supply every month. Add to those days of supply. Talk to other folks. Plan this out. Communication is vitally important. If you're just planning on using your iPhone, good luck. That's going to fail you. There's so many things you can do energy-wise, communication-wise, physical security-wise, food, water, all these things. You don't have to lose your mind, but you do need to think about these things categorically, and you're able to prep now so that you can last through the initial period when devastation hits, because it's the first several hours into weeks that are so critical. And if you're not prepared, then you are actually, and it's maybe, I don't mean it to be callous, but then you do burden other people who are prepared.
Well, that's so true.
You're either going to be part of the problem and the solution to help your community, or you're going to add to the burden.
Yeah. And by the way, what Bill is saying here, it doesn't just apply to people that are on the Gulf Coast or on the East Coast. This applies to every single state, because when the power grid, not if, when the power grid goes down, you're going to be facing the same conditions, maybe minus some water, a lot of water, that our fellow patriots are facing right now in Western North Carolina and other areas. Go through your neighborhood and ask your neighbors what they're skilled at, and demonstrate what you are skilled at. If you're an ice fisherman and you have a fish house with a large generator capable of running heat and electricity and charging batteries and things like that, great. Well, what about your fuel supply for that generator? How much of it do you have? How many days can you sustain that? Will all of your neighbors on your street commit to having at least 1 5-gallon or 2 5-gallon containers of gasoline that they're saving there, not for their lawnmower this Sunday, not for the weed whip, but for this particular situation? Who has guns? Most importantly, who has ammo? Does the ammo match the firearms that you have? Who's got food? Who knows a good proper food supplier? Can you recommend one? Can your neighbors recommend one? Where do they get it? How much do they get? Who's going to block off the street to make sure that looters and rioters don't come up and steal all of your resources or kill your family? These are all like just very basic level questions that you need to be asking yourself. 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
And Stu, the thing too is you need to think through, if things get really bad and there's looters and desperate people, if you don't have a plan with other individuals, other men and women in your area, that they're going to pull guard. you can't stay awake 24/7. You've got to go down and sleep. So who's going to cover night watch? You've
That's right.
got to think about 24/7 vigilance at night to protect yourself.
PCCs, PCIs, pre-combat check, pre-combat inspection. Have a plan.
Absolutely.
Know exactly what the hell is going on. Bill Stebbins, we're going to have you back as this thing unfolds. We want more updates from your friend. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? You know, lately we've all been reminded how important it is to stay sharp, no matter how old we are. We can't just let the years slow down our mental game. Whether you're 35 or 85, now you can choose to be at your best. And if you've noticed that your brain feels a bit foggy as you age, it's time to clear those mental cobwebs. And I can't think of a better or more delicious way to do that than by having my daily dose of Mushroom Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. Mushroom Breakthrough packs a powerful punch. It has four cognitive boosting mushrooms: lion's mane, chiaga, cordyceps, and reishi, plus collagen for extra brain support. Lion's mane in particular can increase the levels of BDNF, a protein that helps brain cells to grow, and that's crucial for learning and memory, which typically decline as we age. It's like fertilizer for your brain cells. On top of these incredible benefits, it also tastes delicious. All three flavors are absolutely amazing. So give Mushroom Breakthrough a try and feel the difference. Head over to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters and then use the promo code Stu Peters to get your Mushroom Breakthrough with 10% off. Your future self will thank you. Go to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters and use the promo code Stu Peters at checkout. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer, or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com. All kinds of manipulation everywhere that you look. Storms are being manipulated. Wars are being manipulated. Elections are being manipulated. The stock market is being manipulated. People are dying. You're under attack by the federal government. People don't realize you're actually under attack. Like, the government has openly declared war on your life, has openly declared war on your children, has openly declared war on your health, and has openly declared war on your finances. And with all of this manipulation, plus you combine that with the inflation that we have right now, the cost of goods that we have right now, the supply chain disruptions that we have right now. World War III is already underway, despite what the Fox News wants to tell you. And by the way, remember, their funding comes from Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv, where we just sent $8 billion, another $8 billion to Ukraine, $500 and some odd million to Taiwan. If you look at the charts and you see all of the money that we've spent everywhere, billions and billions of dollars going overseas, plus what about all of the thousands of dollars that we give to every single illegal invader in this country? They get handed manila envelopes. They're flown around the country first class. They travel better than you and I do. They're put up better than you and I are in 4- and 5-star luxury hotels, while Americans can't even afford to go on a once-a-year friggin' vacation. You can't take even a road trip. People who are from North Carolina, even before the storm, can't even take a trip down to Florida to visit their relatives because they just can't afford it in today's financial climate. They're watching their 401ks get stripped away from them. They're watching their IRAs be completely depleted. Social Security, is that even a thing anymore? People on fixed incomes, the retirement people, boomers, you don't own any of this. Criminal taxation, no representation, government theft. They're leaving you to die in more ways than you could possibly imagine. Think about where you are right now. You're 40, you're 50 years old. Do you have a plan for retirement? Other than, well, they've been taking a little bit of money out of my check for the last 40 years while I've been putting boots together at the factory, paying my taxes like a good American does. And then I love it when these people think it's an own. They get on the internet and they're like, well, I pay my taxes. What happened to you? Why don't you pay your taxes? Well, I would actually consider in today's day and age not paying taxes to be an heroic act. You're helping to save the republic. We're funding our own demise. We're paying for these wars. We're paying for the munitions required for war. We're paying for the financial contracts required for war. We're paying for the bioweapons to be unleashed on us. We're paying for gain-of-function research. We're paying for transgender indoctrination. We're paying for thousands of illegal aliens, millions of illegal aliens to pour into this country, thousands of dollars apiece. So where does your investment portfolio lie? Well, my financial advisor probably knows that. Do they? Have you asked your financial advisor, what are you investing my money in? I bet you come to find out, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Rothschild, Soros, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Pay your taxes. Invest with the guy down the street. He's got your best interests in mind. Don't worry, Stu. You'll be able to retire someday. You're putting all that into your 401k. Don't worry, Stu. You've got cash in the bank. You'll be fine. Really? Because I just read the other day, I sent to my good friend Carlos Cortez an article about Citibank having problems. Just yesterday, we heard Wells Fargo couldn't transfer money. Bank of America, all kinds of problems. Plus, Bank of America, without the feds even asking them, after January 6th and the days and months after January 6th, they just coughed up all your private banking information. Well, guess who was at January 6th? Guess who was near the ellipse? Guess who was in Washington, D.C.? Yeah, our customers were. Here's all their info. The banks really have your back. Oh, Stu, you're just such a crazy conspiracy theorist. Can't believe it. Rolling Stone said you're an anti-Semite. New York Times said you're a racist. Right Wing Watch said, Stu Peters said weather's being manipulated and geoengineering is being used to create weather weapons to destroy the American people and take their lives away. What a conspiracy theorist! Don't do anything to protect yourself if you're among that class, but if you're a common sense person capable of critical thinking, maybe you should listen to this guy, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Well, there you have it. Did I hit the nail on the head?
I mean, you stole my thunder, brother. Hey, and you can. It's your show, man. So I'm just here to supplement. But yeah, the weather is manipulated. And, you know, I'm trying not to get emotional, Stu. You know this more than anything. I'm a Carolina boy that lives in Florida. I am from North Carolina, born and bred, the tobacco state, the Tar Heel state, call it what you want. And let me tell you, there is no freaking floods ever in the mountains. And if you looked into it, there was a TikTok video that exposed this pretty well. There's a huge amount of granite and lithium in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, we've been discussing that. Another huge supply of lithium, by the way, was in Afghanistan. When we left there, we had to find it somewhere.
Yep. And obviously, Tesla writes a $100 million+ deal with Piedmont Lithium, based out of North Carolina, my home state. And it's not a coincidence that they wanted, you know, the mountain regions. And what do they do like they do in Hawaii? They just burn it out, laser it out.
Yeah, it's a land grab. Yep. Directed energy weapon. Everything that wasn't blue was completely dustified and incinerated.
Right. So here we are. Manipulation.
Manipulation. So what about what I said about the great financial reset, the banks, 401k, Roth IRA, people invested into things that they have no idea what they're invested in. They're actually funding our own demise with their retirement that they're never going to own. They're never going to get their hands on. You have been helping people to protect themselves against all of this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because all this stuff is written to the law. It is into our securities licensing. So I had to let go of one of my licenses, the Series 7, because I was bound to the edicts of their communistic agenda. I couldn't even be on Stu. On your shows too, without getting approval from a compliance officer that I pay.
Oh, I'm sure that they would have granted the approval forthwith.
No. So what did I do? I gave up that license and I'm just 100% a fiduciary and insurance advisor. And I get to produce my own show with you on your network and I get to speak the truth. So I say this from experience.
Yep, that show is called Scriptures in Wall Street. It's on the Stu Peters Network. It's doing fantastic numbers, by the way, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
But people care. Yeah. People are starting to realize, well, without money, I can't do anything. I can't buy weapons. I can't buy food. Yeah. I can't buy generators. I can't buy ammunition. I can't buy the supplies that I need. I can't fund my retirement. I can't pay for my kids' college tuition, as if college is a good thing or not. I'll leave that up to you individually as families. But you understand the point. Money is your greatest defense weapon.
That's right. That's right.
If you run out of it, if you don't have it, if the government takes it all, guess what? You're screwed. Well, you know, I'm a Cortez client, so I'm safe. It doesn't matter what the market does. I make money. All of Carlos's customers and clients make money no matter what the thing is doing. It compounds. The government can't get their hands on it. Book an appointment with this guy right now. Go to CortezWM.com. There it is on the screen. CortezWM.com, or just call him in the office anytime. Write this number down. Screenshot that. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. Just book an appointment with him. Thank you so much, brother. I got to run. If you just book that appointment with him, make the appointment. CortezWM.com or call him anytime. 813-448-3446. You already know that we're under attack.